From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, September 13, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, primary elections took place yesterday, Tuesday, September the 12th, and here's Tom Rowe with some of the unofficial results.
I'm Tom Rowe, coming to you with the election results for the primary election Tuesday, September 12th. In Rensselaer County, the Republican nomination for county executive is still too close to call. Steve McLaughlin had declared victory on television, but Christopher Meyer, who's just trailing slightly, says that the absentee ballots will probably decide the difference. In Durham, the Republican primary for town supervisor Sean Marriott defeated incumbent William A. Carr Jr. 126-106. In Durham, the town council Republican primary, the two winners were Linda A. Sutton with 126 votes and Nicholas C. Nahas, the incumbent, with 122 votes. Deborah A. Kennedy trailed with 95 votes. Carmel M. Rustick had 94 votes, and there was one write-in vote. In Durham, for the member of county committee in District 1, four winners, Chrissy D. Kors with 101 votes, Sean D. Marriott with 91 votes, George F. Deckers with 82 votes, and Brian W. Goff with 58 votes. This is the Republican District 1 Durham member of county committee. In District 2, Durham County Committee Republican, Linda A. Sutton is a winner. Therese M. McGee is a winner with 59 votes. Sutton had 70. George T. Carroll had 54 votes, and Joan M. Breslin had 39. Behind, not with enough, Linda M. King with 37, J. Garrick with 36, and Alan J. Schmidt with 36. So only two or three votes separate the last winner, and that may go to absentees. There was one write-in vote. Member of County Committee Republican Prattsville District 1, four winners, Greg T. Cross, 40 votes, David W. Martin with 38 votes, Kenneth J. Argerma with 35 votes, Dennis Hull with 30 votes, and then Joyce Peckham didn't have enough. She got 25 votes with zero write-ins. In the town of New Baltimore, Supervisor Independence Party nomination, 12 write-in votes, unknown. Town of New Baltimore Town Council Independence, 25 write-ins, unknown. And 11 write-ins for town clerk in the town of New Baltimore Independence Party primary. In Claremont, there were 11 write-in votes for the supervisor in the Independence Party, and Ray Stotts got all of them, all 11 Ray Stotts for Claremont supervisor in the Independence Party. The town council in Claremont Independence Party, Robert Desmond got 9 write-in votes, Chris Gildersleeve got 8 write-in votes, Sarah Takas and Don Brownson each got 1 write-in vote, and there was another write-in vote. Claremont Town Clerk Independence Party Mary Helen Shannon got 9 write-in votes. In Greenport, Supervisor Independence Party primary, Kathy Leck Eldridge, 28 votes, Edward F. Nabosny, 12 votes. In Greenport Town Council Independence primary, two winners, Janice Brodkowski with 22 write-in votes, and Carol Peckham with 15 write-in votes. They defeated Clayton Clark Jr. with 10 write-in votes and Anthony Roach Jr. with 2 write-in votes. Another write-in vote. Hudson, citywide Democratic Party primary common council president, Tom DiPietro got 415 votes, Steve Dunn 274. There were 5 Democratic write-ins and 19 Independent Party write-ins. Hudson alderperson Ward 1 Democratic Party, Rob Bujon with 157 votes was the winner. Kamel Johnson also won with 140 votes, and Michael O'Hara finished third with 89 votes. There were 3 write-in votes. Hudson alderperson Ward 2 Democratic Party, Tiffany M. Garriga with 79 votes is the winner. Second place, actually. Dewan A. Sarawar got 103 votes for the victory. Tiffany M. Garriga also gets on with 79 votes, and Victor Mendolia falls short with 54 votes with 3 write-ins. Hudson supervisor Ward 3 Democratic Party primary, Michael Shimides won with 83. John Friedman with 43 finished second. Hudson Supervisor Ward 4 Democratic Party, Linda Mussman, 87, William Hughes Jr., 72. There are apparently enough absentee votes to swing that race, so absentee votes will be counted in a few days. There was 1 write-in in the Democratic race and 4 write-ins in the Independence Party Hudson Supervisor Ward 4 race. Hudson Alderperson Ward 4 Democratic Party primary, Rich Trixie Volo got 84 votes the most. John Rosenthal also got 81 votes. Those two are the winners. Lauren Sclera finished third with 67 votes. There was one write-in. And Hudson Alderperson Ward 4, Common Council President Citywide Independence Party vote. There were four write-ins. I'm Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC.
Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Greene County Legislature Public Works Committee approved two resolutions on Monday, September the 11th, to accept formal proposals for the design, construction, and inspection services for two county bridge projects. Replacement of the superstructure bridge and guide rail design and limited pavement improvements are needed on both the South Road Bridge over Glen Brook in Cairo and the Hervey Street Bridge over Thorpe Creek in Durham. The Hervey Street Bridge requires repairs to the substructure, while the South Street Bridge needs a substructure replacement. Engineering service contracts for both projects will be awarded by September the 20th. Construction on the bridges is expected to start in June 2018 and be completed in 4 months. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said the engineering design work for the Cairo Bridge will be done by Latham-based Clark Peterson Lee Design Professionals, and the Albany-based firm of Barton and Logidice is working on the Durham Bridge. The resolutions passed on Monday will now go to the Finance Committee and then on to the full legislature for approval next week, Groden said. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Finally, Rick Carlin is reporting in the Times Union that a group of prison reform advocates have completed a walk from Harlem to the state capitol, where they are calling on officials to implement a variety of changes to the state correctional system, including the closure of the Attica Correctional Facility. Sophia Elijah, organizer of the Alliance of Families for Justice, said, and I quote, "It's a blight. It's a blemish on New York," end quote. She said she led a small group of marchers up Central Avenue. September the 13th marks the 46th anniversary of the Attica Prison Rebellion. In addition to demanding the closure of the infamous Supermax facility in Genesee County, the group is calling for reductions in the use of solitary confinement and for measures to stop violence and abuse against people incarcerated in facilities statewide. The marchers left Harlem on August the 26th and walked through the Bronx, Yonkers, and along Route 9 up the Hudson Valley into Rensselaer and then into Albany. At least two state lawmakers, Westchester Assembly member Tom Abernathy and State Senator Gustavo Rivera from the Bronx, both Democrats, marched with the group for a while. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting areas of dense fog with visibilities less than a half a mile in the early morning. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny today with the temperature high near 78 degrees. For Wednesday night, a slight chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 61. The forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 74 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 63. And on Friday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms also possible after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 76 degrees. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunrise today was at 6:32 a.m. and the sun will set at 7:07 p.m. That will give us 12 hours and 34 minutes of daylight, almost 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 13th day of September 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.